Hey guys, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. I'm Dill, my show called Sometimes. I have this show since last year. Last year it was called KD and I was doing it with a friend who graduated. And so that's why I changed the name of the show this year, and I'm doing it by myself. I usually have, like, I sometimes have guests. They're usually Carolina and John, who are seniors in Lafayette. I'm a sophomore. So, yeah, here we are. I was talking with a friend who used to listen a lot last year and who occasionally listens this year because he also graduated. And he was telling me that it was more, like, he said it's interesting, but, like, he was looking to see more themed shows because last year they were more themed, and, like, this year I use it more kind of a, like, diary. And he was like, it's cool, but, like, no, like, why are you using it as a diary? I don't know how many people would want to listen it. And I'm not sure if I want people to listen it, because, like, you know, like, that comfort that you're talking to someone but you don't know who, I just like that. So anyways, so I think this week, since, like, he suggested me this, I wanna, like, suggested me to have a team, I think I wanna do the team as strangers. Just because also during spring break I was away from campus, and, like, I met with some new people that I didn't know, and in general I just want to talk about the concept of people being strangers to you and what do you think about it. I literally just came up with this team 2 minutes ago, so I don't know how that is going to turn out, but we'll see. So, how was my spring break? My spring break was okay. And why did I came up with this topic? So I'm going to relate it to that. My spring break was okay. I met a couple new people. It was good. First I was in DC, then I was in Baltimore. When I was in Baltimore, I was really bored because I was visiting my friends and they had midterms. So, like, in the first 2 days I was going around by myself, but then I realized that it's not really safe because it's a high crime area and I'm not really used to that area, so I decided to stay at home on the third day. And when I was at home, I was like, oh, I don't know what to do. And then my friend was telling me about, like, how his housemate met with this person on Tinder, and now they're dating. I know it's stupid. So last year I used to use Tinder, but I was using it, like, for, like, you know, like, it became sort of like a game. Like, I was just swiping right and left because, like, I was like, oh, okay, like, you know what, I'm bored, I want to procrastinate, I don't know what to do, so let me go on Tinder. So it was like that. So anyways, then what happened is that, like, last semester there was this, like, that I started using it less and less and less. Then last semester there was this incident that, like, someone died on campus, and while I was on Tinder, like, I saw his profile and I felt really weird because I just know that he died, and, like, but, like, what is left from his social media form that I'm sure also he wouldn't want to have it. So I was like, oh, like, I don't want people's first impressions to be on me, like, oh yeah, that's the girl I saw on Tinder or something like that. So I was like, because, like, this is such a small campus, and, like, I didn't feel like, oh, like, yeah, I see these people every day and now they're gonna be like, I'm like, oh, I saw you on Tinder in my mind, and I don't want them to do the same. And also, like, again, it was just strange to have, like, seeing his profile. So I erased my, like, deleted my Tinder account, and I didn't even, like, feel anything about it. I was like, oh yeah, just an app, like, just, you know, Twitter or Facebook, something normal. And then, like, when I was in Baltimore, like, after hearing the story, I was like, you know what? I'm never ever gonna come to Baltimore again. Hopefully, if I don't have to go for some reason, like for a job or internship, I'm not thinking about going to Baltimore ever again. Also, my friend is a senior and he's graduating and he got a job in Silicon Valley. And he was like, oh, you should visit me in California, not in Baltimore again. So, like, that's why I'm not going there anyways. So that's why I was like, oh, I'm never gonna see these people again. Plus, it's a big city. Like, it's not like a small campus like ours, so it should be fine. Then I downloaded and I was like, again, playing around, and like, I love the gifts a lot, so I just keep sending gifts back and forth with people. That, like, and I'm not like, okay, where am I gonna connect this? Is that, like, I feel like we feel more safe when we know that the person on the other end is a stranger. I realize that personally, so that's why, like, for example, like, when I was using the app, like, I didn't really care what I was saying or what the other person was saying because I didn't find it offensive. Like, even though it was offensive, like, I was like, oh, like, you don't know anything about me. Or, like, when I was saying something, I didn't think about their feelings or I'm gonna see these people again. And, like, when before I came here, I was keep thinking, like, when I go back to Lafayette, I'm definitely gonna delete this account. And then I got back here and I was like, because, like, I didn't want it to see my friends that I know on the app and, like, be like, oh, they're on Tinder, wow. And, like, also B, like, I just didn't want people to know me from Tinder, but, like, just personal interaction is more important to me. So, and when I got here, like, I didn't delete it yet, but, like, I kind of stopped using it, like, in the, like, I just, like, I think I checked it yesterday, but maybe, I'm not sure. So, anyways, what happens is that, like, it's just, like, I realized that I was more careful, especially the person was from Lafayette. I was like, oh, do I know this person? Like, oh, probably I will see them around, so left. Or, like, oh, I know this person, left. Like, you know, like, it was just more uncomfortable when the person was not stranger anymore. So it's kind of funny. And also, like, I never had a good experience from Tinder. I had it once in my life. So it was during summer. I was back in Turkey. And, like, I was really bored. Like, I didn't really care about the person I was talking at all. Because, like, in Turkey, what happens is that usually, like, not many people study abroad. So, like, for university, for 4 years. I mean, they maybe go for a semester, but they usually go to Europe. Not many people are in US and stuff. So how the conversation was going was that, oh, we match. They're like, oh, you're from, like, where is Lafayette? Or they're like, where do you study? And then, what's your major? And then when I say my major, which college I'm going to, when I say them that I'm studying abroad, their reaction was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, that's too much. Or something like, or they were like, oh my God, you must be so smart. Like, which doesn't relate to being smart at all. But, like, so the reactions were all the time same. So I started caring less and less and less. And then one day, like, there was this guy, like, we're still friends, we matched, and, like, if we were both so sassy about it, and, like, we both, like, were so comfortable because we were strangers to each other, that, like, everything was perfectly fine. So I don't know why, but it's just, like, it's so funny, you know, how, like, people's minds work. Like, you find, like, normally you should be comfortable with the people you know the most, like your best friend, your family, like, because those are the people that knows you so well and that you know them so well that you're like, oh, like, we know each other, I'm like, perfectly. You should understand me from just the way I look at you, or, like, just the way I react or raise my hand or whatever. But, like, the reality is that, like, at least it's just for me. I don't know about other people. But, again, for me, it's just, like, I feel more comfortable when the person knows less about me. I don't know why, because, I never been that kind of a person. I was so open about myself. I used to tell everything about myself. Like, when someone was a stranger, I would try so hard to make them familiar to me. And I think I as soon as they got familiar to me, like they knew more about me, then I stopped being interested in that person or being friends. Like, you know, that's why I also think that when people got super close as friends, for example, like you like drinks together, you eat together, you spend days together, they come sleep over at your place, you go sleep over at their place. And after one point, you're so close that it's not exciting anymore. It's like there is nothing new to explore about it. And you're just like, oh, okay, you know what? I want to get away from you. Then I think that's the part when, like, people start fighting, they have issues with each other, they stop being close friends, best friends. Like, I think that's how relationships and friendships get lost. That's what I personally think. So, anyway, moving on, since I talked about how, about strangers and everything, so maybe I should play Perfect Strangers as my first song. I didn't know that I had this much to say, you know, but moving on, it's gonna be Perfect Strangers by Jonas Blue, and here's the song, guys, enjoy.
To stay when I saw you yesterday. I'm not wasting your time, I'm not playing no games. I see ya. Who knows the secret tomorrow will hold? We don't really need to know. Cause you're here with me now, I don't want you to go. Here with me now, I don't want you to go. Maybe we're perfect strangers. Maybe it's not forever. Maybe the limit changes. Maybe we'll stay together. Maybe we'll walk away. Maybe we'll realize we're only human. Maybe we don't need no reason. Maybe we're perfect strangers. Maybe it's not forever. Maybe the limit changes. Maybe we'll stay together. Maybe we'll walk away. Maybe we'll realize.
Hey guys, I'm back. So that was Perfect Strangers, and so yeah, moving on, what was I talking about? So I was talking about how it's interesting to be strangers with people, and sometimes it's more comfortable. Like, for example, think about the radio show I'm doing right now. So if I, like, for example, if you tell, when you tell me, like, I'm listening to your show, I'm usually like, oh, are you? Like, yay, thank you so much. Like, what do you think about it? But at the same time, I'm like, so you are the one of the people that listen most, like, private thoughts of mine, and like I don't know what how to interact with you anymore, like, because like it just feels like I am posting on Facebook, on like Snapchat, I'm like, oh, like listen to WJRH, but like I always, I'm just like, oh, probably they're not gonna listen, or after tuning in like 5 minutes later they're gonna be like, oh, this is weird, bye. So, you know, like that's why it feels so weird to know actually people that I know and in my life are listening, versus like there's a chance that strangers might be listening, or even like, even though people I know are listening, I prefer making them strangers to myself and thinking them as if they were strangers and being like, oh, like probably someone I don't know, or even though I know, but they're not telling me that they're listening, so it's like they're strangers to me and I feel more comfortable about sharing stuff. Because, like, you know, the other reason I think people are comfortable with strangers is because that when you're talking with someone, you know that they might judge you according to their personality. Like, even just, like, for example, having someone in person versus on the phone or texting, or, like, just hearing their voice is different. For example, like, when we are face-to-face and I tell you, like, I murdered someone, you would, like, your, I don't want to see your, like, face reaction, like, facial expressions, you know? Like, versus when I, when we are on the phone, I hear your voice. Like, again, it's not as strong as your face reaction, facial reactions, but, again, in your voice, probably there will be a change, and I'll be like, oh, okay, like, something affected you in a negative way, versus when you're texting, it's a lot easier, because it's so hard to pass the emotions. Like, people use, like, emojis and GIFs, but still, it's not the same as if it would be in real life or even just on the phone. So, for example, I have this friend, I'm gonna tell it as an anonymous, so he's not gonna get mad at me, but, like, he's, like, a really professional guy. Like, he has LinkedIn profile. Like, of course, we all do. But, like, he uses, like, really actively. Like, he meets with CEOs and businessmen all the time. Like, messages them. And then, like, he has a brother. And he, like, 2 years younger than him. And he, like, so on LinkedIn, he finds his brother's classmate. And then he adds her on LinkedIn, and then he's like, he likes one of her like Japs tattoos or something, and then he like, he's like, oh, her photo is cute, so he messages her on LinkedIn. I know it sounds stupid, but like, like again, the idea of being a stranger, because like he said that she knows her as a classmate of his brother, but like last time he saw her was like 9 years ago. So moving on, anyways, so, like, he didn't see this person, he didn't FaceTime with this person, anything. So, they start talking on LinkedIn, and then they change numbers, then they start on talking on WhatsApp, and they're like, oh, like, you know what, I like you, so they start dating. I find this crazy, because the guy's in US, and the girl is in Turkey. And they are like, oh, I like you so much, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, did you guys at least FaceTime? And he said no. They, like, it's been a month, I think, since they're dating, like, 3 weeks, and they only talked on phone. Like, they talk every day, but just on phone. Like, so if you're so comfortable with this person to even love them or, like them, to date with them, then why aren't you comfortable enough to face them? Like, you cannot even FaceTime with them. You can only dare to talk them on the phone. So how are you gonna have a relationship with this person when you see them in person? Because the girl is coming for summer school to to US to see him. So I was just really surprised to hear this. And also, he's such a logical guy. Like, he's really smart, really logical. I was like, you realize that you didn't even FaceTime with this person. So it's again the same idea, just having someone stranger, someone that you don't know that well, is a lot more comfortable than having someone you know. So I think it's just like that, like, you know, I think the passion and like excitement would die if they met in person. That's what I personally think. Or even FaceTime, because, like, you know, you're like, oh, like, we are kind of seeing each other, so like it's weird. So I don't know, at least that's why, that's the explanation that I'm making to myself why they didn't even FaceTime yet. Again, I think it's such a crazy idea, but that's what's going on, and I was just commenting about it. So anyways, moving on, I talked a lot, so I think I'll just continue with another song, and it's gonna be a Turkish song. So it's called Two Strangers. In Turkish it's called İki Yabancı by Teoman. Teoman is one of my favorite singers in Turkey, very few that I really like. So I hope you guys will enjoy it. I am sure I played Teoman many times before, but I hope you guys will enjoy this song specifically. So here we go, İki Yabancı, which means Two Strangers by Teoman.
Yazdan kalma bir günden ya da çölde çay filminden bir sahne var aklımda. Oyuncular sanki biziz, mutsuzuz ikimiziz. Kimi aşklar hiç bitmezmiş, bizimkisi bitenlerden. Sevmeye yeteneksiziz. İki yabancı, iki yabancı, birlikte ama yalnız. İki yabancı, iki yabancı. Hem seni hem de kendimi, o kadar yoktun ki. İki yabancı, iki yabancı, birlikte ama yalnız. İki İki
Hey guys, I'm back. So that was a Turkish song by Teoman called İki Yabancı, which means two strangers. And so I wish I prepared a playlist before coming to the radio show, but I didn't have the team back then. So I'm having kind of hard time to find songs right now that are about strangers, because I guess everyone wrote songs for people they know. Which is kind of strange, right? Because we feel most comfortable with strangers, but we tend to write songs about people we know. But usually, especially love songs, most of them are sad. Especially, at least the ones that I listen are talking about a sad love or, breaking up or stuff like that. So we tend to listen stuff about people we know that are upsetting and heartbreaking. So I don't know, that tells a lot, I think. Maybe that's why we are always in search of new people and new environments, and that's why we are eager to leave the place that we are in. For example, at least, again, just personal experience, I was born in Turkey and I went to boarding school for high school because, I didn't want to stay in the city that I was born, and B, the education was a lot better. And then from Turkey, I was in boarding school in Turkey, but after that, for college, I came all the way here. And so, again, I'm here, I'm not satisfied with it. And even in breaks, instead of taking, a step back and just relaxing in my room and staying for the whole week at least some part, I immediately leave the campus and go to places usually I didn't go, and I usually prefer going alone rather than having someone I know. So just because I think it gives more options for me to explore, and I think I like the idea of being unfamiliar to the things than being familiar. Because familiar is boring. I think I keep repeating myself, but it's just it makes so much more sense now, because I'm 20, I'm almost turning 21 in 3 weeks, and I didn't realize that I wasn't comfortable with people around me. Even though those are the people I love and I want to keep them around me, I don't feel comfortable. Maybe I don't trust them enough. Maybe I'm looking for more adventure. Who knows? So moving on, I'm going to continue with another song. And it's going to be, let's see. Which one should I play? I want to play Mistaken by Strangers. It's a 2007 song. Mistaken or Strangers, right? No, let's see. Wait, it's a song, right? Yeah, it's a song by The National. So I'm not sure how this song is gonna turn out to be, because it was a suggestion. So, but we'll see. I hope it's good. So, oh wait, let me just check if it's clean. Yeah, it seems clean, so we should be fine. So here's the song, everyone, enjoy.
As long as you look the room moves, showered and blue blaze.
say you have something to wear on your sleeve of sleeves. So you swear you just saw a feathery woman carry a blindfolded man through the streets, showered and blue blazer. Fill yourself with quarters, showered and blue blazer. Fill yourself with quarters. You get mistaken for strangers by your own friends when you're passing the night under the silver, silver city bank lights. I went on and on in eyes glazing under. Are you moving on an angel watch? You know them, surprise, surprise, they wouldn't want to watch another run. Innocent, elegant farm into the unmagnificent lives of the dark. You get mistaken for strangers by your own friends when you're passing the night under the silver, silver city bank lights. I'm an
Hey guys, I'm back. So that was Mistaken for Strangers by The National, and it was my first time listening to it. It was not bad. It was interesting. So while I was playing that song, I was just looking at another Turkish singer that I really like her music, and I was just like, wow, this song is amazing for the theme of stranger. So it's called El Adamı by Ceylan Ertem, which means, El Adamı means some guy, like some random guy. So like, it makes perfect sense in Turkish, so it's good. I'm sure you guys will like it. I'm not sure if I played this one before, but not any time in the, like, at least last month. Like, I'm pretty sure if I played it, it was in the first semester. So anyways, while I'm trying to find more songs, I hope you guys, and I hope I can find the spoken word about this. That would be amazing. So we'll see. So anyways, this is El Adamı by Ceylan Ertem, which means some random guy. Enjoy, everyone.
Yaşanıyor düzlükte kaçta. değil her baharın çiçeği dalı. Ellerini hangi su yıkar ortalık malı. Öldü sabık, çekti kopardı seni. Gittin sığ yüzüne, kapattın saçlarımı.
Hey guys, I'm back. So that was El Adamı by Ceylan Ertem, which means some random guy. Yeah, so while I was playing that, I remember the spoken word that I played before, but it's an amazing story. And also, this might be other reason why we are looking for strangers, because maybe no one in our life, even though you love them, they love us, everything is fine, still, even though like everything is perfect, maybe the people in our lives are not the ones that we feel 100% completing us, and maybe we are looking for kind of the other half. So that's why we are feeling so comfortable with strangers, hoping that maybe they are the reflection of us and are the other half, and then when we get familiar with them, we realize that they're not. But so that's why we start paying less attention to them and go and look for other strangers. So this is an origin called the spoken word called as an origin story. It's how so there are these two spoken word poets, one of them is Sarah Kay and the other one is Phil Kay, and they don't know each other for a really long time, and they're not related at all. Like they're like, and it's so funny how they have so similar things in their lives, including their last names. And so this is the origin story of how they like who they are and how they met. And it's so funny how they're complete, and now they're performing together, like, since, like, a while. And it's so funny how they're completing each other perfectly, and they're definitely not dating. But it's the other thing. They don't have to, you don't have to be looking for the other half as a significant other, but you might be looking for them, like, as a brother, sister, best friend, like, any relative, not relatives, just someone as a mentor. Like, you know, they might be your perfect other half. And, like, this, I think they're perfect other halves for each other, and they're just reflecting each other so perfectly, and it's so funny how life plays games. So that's why, like, I want to play this one, like, showing how they're perfect strangers. So, and they become familiar with them. You become familiar with them. And even though you guys are familiar, you still don't get into, like, do not start to get away from, oh, I cannot English right now, I'm sorry. I'm just really tired, I have an exam on Thursday. So anyways, what I was trying to say, like, when you find that perfect stranger, even though you guys become familiar with each other and know everything about each other, it doesn't mean that you're gonna go away from each other. You, like, if they're the perfect other half, you may still want to keep them. So anyways, let the poem speak for itself. I talked too much. So moving on, here is an origin story by Sarah K and Phil K. Enjoy, everyone. It's coming.
Some of you may have noticed that Phil and I have the same last name, and we look kind of vaguely similar to each other. So whenever we travel around together, usually the first question we get asked is whether we're brother and sister. And the answer is no.
No.
And then they want to know if we're married, and the answer is also no.
No.
And then they want to know if we're dating, if we have dated, if we will date, if we're secretly dating, if one of us wants to date the other, but we're scared we'll ruin the friendship, all of which is a resounding no.
Ha, no.
The true story is that I grew up in New York City and Phil grew up in California on the opposite side of the country, and neither one of us knew that the other person existed until we got to college and we ended up going to the same university. And in the very first week of our freshman year at college, there was an orientation talent show. And in this talent show, Phil performed spoken word poetry, and I performed spoken word poetry, and that's where we met. And we realized that we had the same last name, and we said, oh, what a weird coincidence. And pretty soon, all of these other weird coincidences started to unravel around us. And at this point in our friendship, we basically got used to all of them. But whenever we go somewhere new, we like to share the story because we think it's at least a little bit of an explanation for what's going on here.
This is all true.
It started with a sweater.
I was looking fly. First day of college orientation as a freshman, and I'm the type of guy who's always trying to make a good impression.
He looked like a tool. And it's the first week of school, so I've got people to meet and things to try. I don't have time to waste on this guy loitering backstage at a talent show.
It started with a freshman talent show, a chance to showcase what I know about spoken word and poetry, try to get some people to notice me.
It started with a technical difficulty.
Some sort of delay.
Somebody's iPod track wouldn't play.
So I'm stuck waiting backstage when I notice this girl.
And he walks over, stupid sweater and all. There was nowhere to run. Backstage was too small.
I'm so nervous about going on stage that I decide to strike up a conversation.
Oh, sorry, I completely got ahead of myself. I totally skipped introductions. My name is Sarah Kay.
My name is Phil Kay. I'm from California.
Born and raised in NYC.
Let's see, fun fact about me.
My mom is Japanese and my dad is Jewish. Not a common combination, but I think it's kind of cute. People call me Japajew.
Japanese.
Ashkenazi kamikaze.
And come December,
Hanukkah and Christmas. Plus, you should taste my mother's brisket. Jan Kawamura's matzo ball soup with noodles brings my father Jeffrey to his knees.
It took Mom Reiko and Dad Michael to raise this lanky, cockeyed half-breed.
Well, I think that's it. My mom, my dad, and me. Oh, plus my little brother. He's 19.
My little sister is a deadpan firecracker. She's only 19, but she keeps me on track. Part of her name is Sarah.
My brother's name is Philip.
Anyway,
where was I?
It started with a backstage interaction.
No, it started with a backwards first impression.
Okay, well, I'll tell you where it didn't start. It didn't start at fifth grade summer camp.
That's true. It did not start at junior lifeguards, even though
we were both there. Which are matching uniforms, red bathing suits, white t-shirts, visors, and our counselor, Mr. Johnson,
who probably figured that the shy girl in his morning class
and the skinny kid in his afternoon class were cousins,
probably thought we carpooled over together
in between family photo shoots and 4th of July barbecues.
But instead, we merely coexisted.
Almost met, but always missed it.
Spinning round like two sides of a coin. Look, we've done the research, and we swear we're not related.
And we've never dated.
And we're never
ever going to. Because what are the chances of finding someone with your last name?
Japanese and Jewish with siblings called the same.
What are the odds of finding someone
who can finish your sentences?
Who will let you cut in line?
Who knows not to just lend a hand or an ear when you need them to give you their spine?
Who is woman enough to be best man at your wedding?
Who will keep every secret, save every letter, tell you how you really look?
Who will remember every single one of your birthdays?
Without checking Facebook.
What are the odds of finding someone who knows your poetry by heart?
Who won't freak out if you're hanging out and accidentally fart?
Yeah, and if you have a date and you need to look fresh, I will let you borrow my hair products.
And if you don't have a date and you need to look fresh, I will let you borrow my cousin.
I will always see you for the alley-oop.
I will always save you a seat.
I will always pick you to be my partner, even though you are terrible at handball.
When the fire takes all you have, my home will be your home.
When you are old and can no longer remember my face, I will meet you for the first time again and again.
When they make fun of your accent, I will take you swimming, because we all sound the same underwater.
When Ellis Island tries to erase your past, I will call you by your real name.
When they call your number for the draft, I will enlist to fight beside you.
And I will march with you from Selma to Montgomery and back as many times as it takes.
We will stand together against the hoses and the dogs, because it didn't start with us.
It started with Lennon and McCartney.
It started with Thelma and Louise.
Winnie the Pooh and Christopher Robin.
Bert and Ernie.
Abbott and Costello.
Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
Mario and Luigi.
Watson and Sherlock.
Pikachu and Charizard. And they could tell you what a miracle this is.
They could tell you how rare this is.
But they could tell you how rare friendship always is.
The chances are slim.
The cards are always stacked against you. The odds are always low.
But I have seen the best of you and the worst of you. And I choose both.
I want to share every single one of your sunshines and save some for later.
I will tuck them into my pockets so I can give them back to you when the rains fall hard.
Friend, I want to be the mirror that reminds you to love yourself.
I want to be the air in your lungs that reminds you to breathe easy.
When the walls come down.
When the thunder rumbles.
When nobody else is home. Hold my hand, and I promise I won't let go.
So that was an origin story by Sarah Kay and Phil Kay. And like, again, as you listen, like, it's amazingly surprising how they're so similar people to us that we didn't even know that they existed, even though we passed by them, we went to same summer camp with them and many other stuff. So and now when you finally meet with that stranger and make them familiar, you don't want to let them go because they're the perfect other half, and it doesn't have to be a significant other. So moving on, after this I want to play a Turkish song called Eylül Akşamı by Mehmet Günsu. No, I'm actually not going to play that one, but I'm going to play the one. Eylül Akşamı. By the way, Eylül Akşamı means September night. I'm going to play it, the version that Bülent Ortaçgil and Teoman are singing. And this is again set on the same idea, but this is more about the love side of the story. So basically, it's talking about how we were at the same place at the same time all the time, but we never met. And we were completely strangers till now. Like, for example, like, there was a more 7 a.m. to go to the other side of the city. And you were running to catch it, and I was taking my time and walking, so I never made it to the ship, and we never met. Or, like, when you were, like, buying pastry, like, bagel, they gave your money as an exchange to mine when I was buying mine. So, like, stuff like that. We have been through the same places, have done the same things, but we never met till today. So it's one of my favorite songs, and I am sure I played this many, many, many times, and I still enjoy it a lot. I hope you guys will enjoy it. Here we go. Eylül Akşamı, which means September night, by Bülent Ortaçgil and Teoman.
Şimdiki şarkıya ben bayılıyorum. O Light albümde bu. Hatta bir önceki İstanbul konserinde buna benzer bir konuşma yaptım. Dedim ki bu şarkıya bayılıyorum, o kadar çok dinledim ki falan filan dedim. Hatta oradan bir iki dizeyi de okudum. Sonra da şarkıyı yanlış söyledim. Şimdi benim bölümüm şurada başlıyor. Belki benim kağıt param, burası çok romantik geliyor bana. Belki benim kağıt param bir şekilde döne dolaşa senin cebine girmiştir.
Hiçbir neden yokken ya da biz bilmezken tepemiz atmış ve konuşmuşuzdur. Onca neden varken ve tam sırası gelmişken hiçbir şey yapmamış, susmuşuzdur. Aynı anda, aynı sessiz geceye doğru İçim sıkılıyor demişizdir. Aynı sabaha uyanırken kim bilir, aynı düşü görmüşüzdür. Olamaz mı? Olabilir, doğru. Onca yıl sen burada, onca yıl ben burada, yollarımız hiç kesişmemiş şu Eylül akşamı dışında.
Şekilde döne dolaşa senin cebine girmiştir. Belki aynı posta kutusuna değişik zamanlarda da olsa birkaç mektup atmışızdır. Ayın karpuz dilimi gibi batışını izlemişizdir deniz kıyısında. Aynı köşeye oturmuşuzdur köhnede, belki de birkaç gün arayla. Olamaz mı? Olabilir. Onca yıl sen burada, onca yıl ben burada, yollarımız hiç kesişmemiş şu Eylül akşamı dışında.
Bostancı dolmuş kuyruğunda, sen başta ben en sonda, öylece beklemişizdir.
Sabah 7:30 vapuruna sen koşa koşa yetişirken ben yürüdüğümden geç kalmışımdır. Başka insanlara seni seviyorum demişizdir. Mutlak güven duygusuyla başımızı başka omuzlara dayamışızdır.
Olabilir.
yıl sen burada, onca yıl ben burada. Yollarımız hiç kesişmemiş şu Eylül akşamı dışında. Onca yıl sen burada, onca yıl ben burada. Yollarımız hiç kesişmemiş şu Eylül akşamı dışında.
So that was Eylül Akşamı, September Night by Bülent Ortaçgil and Teoman. After that, I was just looking at on my YouTube and I realized that there is this song by Passenger that I have never listened before. But the name of the song seemed so interesting that I think I want to play it. So I'm not sure if it's going to be related to the topic that we're talking today. But it's really interesting, so I am hoping it's related and we'll see. So the name of the song is Table for One. So maybe it's about people watching, maybe it's about discovering, maybe it's just about being lonely. But I'm really interested, so we shall see. And let me just put the lyrics version on so I can follow the lyrics and be like, oh, okay, so it was about this. So anyways, here is Table for One. But before that, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. I'm Dill, this is called Sometimes. We have been together since like an hour, and usually I go for 2 hours, but I have an exam on Thursday that I didn't start studying, and there are a lot of topics I should go through, so probably after playing two more songs, I'll end this show for tonight. And here's Table for One by Stranger, by Passenger. Enjoy, everyone.
Table for one, and pour me a drink that'll last. I'm not drunk, I just miss being young, and I grew old so fast. My wife, she breaks and she bends, and my children, they don't understand. I came here tonight in search of a friend, but I'm the invisible man. 'Cause I swallowed my tongue and I've polished my gun and I've sat on my secrets for years. With my stiff upper lip, my composure won't slip, and I've hidden each silent, salty tear. My sons and my daughters don't know me at all.
For one, I won't go till they tell me to leave. Why'd they teach me to follow my dreams when dreams are all they can be?
Wow, that was an amazing song. I don't know if it was just me, but like I just really like sad songs. I don't know. I like that. So moving on, after listening that, I don't know how am I connected to that song, but I just wanted to talk about Crime and Punishment, which is a really, really, really famous book by Dostoevsky. It's from Russian literature, and it's in the list of 100 books that you should read before you die. It's like the classic, like in the list of classics. And it's so upsetting because I was trying to talk with a couple of people, like a couple of Americans, about this book, and they don't leave the book aside. They even don't know who is Dostoevsky. And I was like, do you even live, bro? So it's just like so weird to see how people don't know famous writers, like even the like main ones. Because like in Turkey, if you tell someone that you don't know Crime and Punishment, they will look at you like, which cave are you coming from that you were hiding since like you were born, like, or something like that. Like, because like it's like common knowledge, common culture, common sense that you know it, like you have to know it. I don't know, like I don't remember how did I learn it, but I know that Crime and Punishment by Dostoevsky is in really famous book that's in classics, and there are many other books in the list of classics, and you should definitely read them or at least know about them. Like, so anyways, moving on. So we read it, like, unfortunately I didn't read it till like this year. I wish I read it before. I read it for my Russian art and history class. It was always on my list of books that I wanted to read, but it never like had the chance to be read, but to be written. I never had the chance to read it till like this year. So anyways, I just wanted to talk about it because like in the book, so it's so interesting that all the women are the ones who are in power, even though it's all about poverty and like it's all about like poor people mostly, like all the characters, like there are like a couple of rich people, but still like all the women are the ones who are making the sacrifice, who are willing to serve themselves for the good of their family and themselves. And it was so interesting to see like how pride could make people do stuff that you would never normally do, and like how people could come to fate even though they were not related to it at all. So I don't want to spoil it too much, so I'm just, if you didn't read it, please sometime in your life just read it. I read the original version, but like in Turkey there are some versions like that are shortcut, like, so the original book is like around 580 or 560, something like that. And like in Turkey there are versions like 250 pages or 300 pages. So I don't know which parts are they cutting, but I don't think any part should be cut, because like it's such an amazing book, and like even though I hate the ending, I still love, like, I love it so much. Like, and like I think it changes your perspective on many things and makes you appreciate the stuff and remember the stuff that should be important rather than just like money and power, you know, like, so like it I think like it affected me a lot, so I'm just highly recommending it to you. Like at some time in your life, please read it. So moving on, I think I want to end my show for tonight. Do I have a last song? No, I think I'll just end it like this. And next week I'll see you all. Thank you so much for listening. And let me know if you have any song suggestions for next week, if you want to be my guest next week or anything. And have a lovely night, everyone. See you.